This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Members of Colorado's congressional delegation are helping frame the election at the Democratic National Convention. Congresswoman Diana DeGette, the longest-serving member of Colorado's delegation, says Kamala Harris needs to continue with a hopeful message, but also remind voters about what's at stake.
She needs to continue this message of we have to restore the freedom for reproductive choice, which is the first time anybody's ever taken away a freedom that we've had. If she does that, she'll win in a landslide.
DeGette co-chairs the pro-choice caucus in the House. Abortion access has been a topic of speeches at the convention. Our live coverage of the DNC continues tonight, and that begins at 7. Colorado is home to one of only four U.S. patent and trademark outreach offices outside of Washington, D.C. The office in Denver is marking its 10th anniversary Friday with a celebration that's open to the public. Molly Kuchalski is the regional director. She says the number of people applying for patents is on the rise, and that's testimony to technological advancements.
It really is meant to reflect the pace, the change, and all of the alterations that inventors make and all of the improvements. In fact, the word improvements is in the patent statute itself.
Colorado is in the top 10 for patents filed per capita. A UK quantum computing company is opening its first international office in Boulder. Oxford Ionics says it chose Colorado as its North American base because the state is a leader in the emerging field of quantum computing. In July, Colorado won a $40 million grant from the federal government to develop quantum technology. State investments in math learning appear to have helped. New test scores show younger students have largely caught up to where they were before the pandemic, but there's more work to do.
We continue to see improvement, but the challenge isn't over yet.
The latest test scores tell one story about how Colorado students are doing and trying to catch up from the pandemic, and that story is later in this hour. It's 6 minutes after 6, and this is CPR News.